I bought a bookstore. It's not as if I'd planned to make this huge purchase at this point in my life. In fact, if you'd told me a year ago that shortly after my 62nd birthday, Louise Prescott, Lou to most, would move halfway across the country to a new home, new business, and new community of friends and neighbors, I'd have said you were crazy. Of course, if you'd likewise told me a year ago that I was destined to become a widow at the ripe young age of 61, I might have realized that sometimes the need for change isn't so much about the crazy as it is about the grief. I think we should move the coffee counter to the open space along that back wall, so the area near the picture window can be used for seating. I said to my new business partner, Velma Crawford. Velma had recently lost the business she'd loved and nurtured in a fire, bringing her a different type of grief. Velma's grief, as mine had for me, had prompted changes I was sure she'd never seen coming. Rather than rebuilding the diner where she'd spent so much of her life up to this point, she'd accepted the buyout her insurance company offered. Married her live-in partner, Royce Crawford, bought a motorhome, and headed out on a journey across the country. When the happy couple returned to Holiday Bay, after nearly 2 months away, Velma decided it was time to go back to work. She'd heard I was looking to take on a partner interested in opening a coffee and pastry bar inside the bookstore. And the rest, as they say, was fate.
I agree, Velma said. It'd be ideal if folks could settle in with a good book, an excellent cup of coffee, and an unbeatable view. I've been thinking that perhaps we should consider adding a gas fireplace or stove in the corner on the far side of the picture window. Doing so would create a cozy setting on a snowy winter day.
I glanced toward the large picture window that looked out over the bay. It was a sunny day today, with temperatures climbing into the mid-70s. But I could imagine the snowy scene Velma seemed to be describing. I like that concept. In fact, I love most of the ideas we've come up with, including the proposal for a cat rescue right here in the bookstore. Velma chuckled.
I was wondering how long it was going to take for Hazel to convince you of the wisdom of her plan.
I smiled. Initially, when Hazel suggested that we have a designated area where cats from the local rescue could be showcased, I wasn't sure how the idea would work in the real world. I've done my research, however, and I think that as long as we maintain both a cat-friendly area for those who want to mingle with our feline friends, and a cat-free zone for those who are allergic or prefer not to be bothered, we'll be fine. I picked up the orange rescue kitten Hazel Hawthorne had dropped off at the bookstore a few days ago. At the time, she'd assured me that she only needed me to watch the kitten for a few hours while she rounded up a foster home. I'd been reluctant to commit, but I'd agreed after a small amount of persuasion on Hazel's part. Of course, that was 3 days ago, and I still had the kitten. Velma, who'd known Hazel a lot longer than I had, apologetically informed me that it was unlikely that the Catwoman of Holiday Bay had ever planned to come back for him. Not that I minded. Not really. Lou Prescott was no pushover. And the fact that Hazel had pulled a fast one on me should have had me steaming from the ears. But Velma assured me that Hazel was a sensitive woman who likely realized that I needed the kitten as much as he needed me, and decided to take matters into her own hands.